Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
The old cereal building in Orange is a smoking ruin. Gas now almost $5 a gallon. There's a strawberry tea recall, a fisherman rescued in Westfield, and it is National Gardening Week. Welcome to Monday, June 6th. Great to have you with us. The weather for today, partly to mostly sunny, a high of 82. The winds are southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, variably cloudy, a low of 53. The winds are southeast, 5 to 10. Chance of rain, 40%. Ultraviolet index, 8. Humidity, 56%. Mayor Sarno will join with representatives from the Caribbean Committee to raise the Caribbean flag on the front steps of City Hall today. The mayor says, quote, as we continue to honor our city's diversity, it is important to acknowledge and recognize our continued belief in our Caribbean residents, families, and businesses, and thank them for their belief and investment in our Springfield. I'm proud to join with the Springfield Caribbean Committee and raise the Caribbean flag at City Hall. Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan has announced today that the City of Springfield has issued requests for proposals for the purchase and redevelopment of 169 Maple Street. Want an apartment building? This is a historically significant property in the Maple High's Six Corners neighborhood. 169 Maple is part of the Ridgewood Historic District, listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The property is zoned Commercial A, is currently vacant, and contains approximately 10 spacious three-bedroom units. The building, constructed in 1920, and is approximately 30,552 square feet. Sited on a 7,454-square-foot lot, the assessed value of the property, $150,000. Proposals due July 1, 2 p.m. Are you ready for $5 a gallon gas at the pump? I'm not, but according to AAA, the national average for a gallon of gas is now at $4.86. Massachusetts faring even worse, averaging $4.96 a gallon. Hampden County, you get a bit of a break at $4.88 a gallon. You compare that to Suffolk County, which is clocking averages above $5. Suffolk and Middlesex County top $5 a gallon and rising. The rest of the state will be there by the end of the week. Well, green thumbs, get your spades ready. National Garden Week during the first full week of June is for you. From the amateur to the master gardener, celebrations, workshops, educational events swing into high gear during National Gardening Week. Gardens provide fresh fruits and vegetables, beautify neighborhoods and communities, and provide social and physical activities throughout the year. Visit your local library, county extension service, or check local listings for events near you. Visit gardenclub.org for more information on how to get involved. Use National Garden Week hashtag to share on social media. The company Urban Remedy has called some of its tea products in 23 states as we call them due to potential hepatitis contamination. Now, according to the FDA, this recall applies to the product Urban Remedy Organic Revitalizing Tea Tonic Strawberry Hibiscus Rose. Hepatitis A, of course, a contagious virus that can cause liver disease. It can range in severity from mild to severe. The illness usually occurs within 15 to 20 days after eating or drinking contaminated food or water. And the product was sold in our neck of the woods, including Maine and Massachusetts. The product was sold between May 17 to May 29, 2022. Well, our congratulations to the West Springfield Fire Department, who've pulled a fisherman out of the Westfield River. Fire officials say the man had to be rescued using rope after suffering a fall. He was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And here are both ends of the spectrum. The annual Save Our Streets event took place in Springfield on Saturday afternoon to address gun violence in the city. Springfield residents then took to the streets to walk for nonviolence on Sunday afternoon. The Walk Against Violence was hosted by Greater Springfield Campaign Nonviolence at the Wesley United Methodist Church. Church leaders said they are taking matters into their own hands to promote peace in Springfield and beyond. Well, these events form a sad context for two male gunshot victims found on the 100 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Springfield around 3:30 Sunday, so reported by Springfield Police spokesperson Ryan Walsh. Now, according to Ryan, the gunshot victims were transported to Baystate with non-life-threatening injuries, and the event is under investigation by the Springfield Police Detective Bureau. Very standard story, I'm sorry to say, such is life in these tumultuous times. And it was a hot time in the old cereal building in Orange, a massive fire. First reported at about 11:45 a.m., and it extended to four more structures. On arrival, firefighters found heavy smoke and flames at the vacant mill and four others in the area, including one on East River Street. Crews worked through the day and night to contain the fire, extinguish it, and chase hot spots. The response from regional fire departments was the equivalent of a 6 or 7 alarm fire. Orange Fire Chief James Young, Orange Police Chief James Sullivan, and State Fire Marshal Peter Ostrowski are requesting your help as they investigate the cause of a massive fire that destroyed these five buildings. So if you have information on the fire, its origin, or individuals involved, you are asked to call the Arson Watch Reward Program hotline, and that number is 1-800-682-9229, 1-800-682-9229. The Arson Watch Reward Program is operated by the Massachusetts Property Insurance Underwriters Association, and it offers rewards of up to $5,000 for any info that solves or detects arson crimes. And all the calls are confidential. It's important. Tipsters, you can remain anonymous if you wish, and you can contact Shelburne Control as well to speak with local investigators. And that number, 978-544-2128. Well, thank you for starting the week with us on Monday here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I appreciate it very much. On Tuesday's program, which will be up during the day and available to you day and night on demand, we'll have our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, joining us. This program is a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.